So the story I'm going to tell you was told to me many years ago by my brother when he was a pastor in Michigan. The names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. One Sunday, Evan Twilliger announced in church, next Friday is going to probably be one of the most important days in my life. But you'll have to wait till next Sunday for me to tell you. Now, Evan grew up in a small town outside of Saginaw, Michigan. His guidance counselor in high school said he had limited social skills. Some think it was perhaps because his family was involved in a car accident when he was 3 years old, left him with a head injury and a brace on his left leg. In grade school and middle school, he was taunted. There were jokes made about him. And how did he respond? With his fists. But by high school, he had more subdued. He turned that anger inward and quite quiet. He got by in school, but he wasn't a great student. And he tried to go to a junior college to get an engineering electronics program, but he failed. And he dropped out. He was ashamed to go home. So kind of impulsively, he took the money his grandmother had in her will for him and bought a house, a small house, with a garage. Now he knew he needed to get a job. He looked in the newspaper and he saw what he thought was the perfect advertisement. St. Thomas Church needed a custodian, and the pastor's name was Garth Evans. Fate, he thought. Well, as it came out, the pastor liked Evan. And they got along well. In fact, every weekday at coffee break, 10:15, Evan would come in and have a cup of coffee for 15 minutes. They started a bond. But the big deal was, Saturday morning at 10:45, the pastor had set his cutoff point to have all of his ideas for his sermon ready. And he'd stick his head out the door and say, "Evan, donut hole time." Evan would come with the donut holes and they'd sit there and nibble the donut holes. And he'd tell Evan about the scripture and what he's going to do with the for his sermon. Evan had read the Bible a lot, and it was a good thing for Evan. The pastor had somebody bounce his ideas off. Evan had two really big hobbies. One of them was model railroading. In that garage, he had somebody paint murals of scenes in Michigan on the walls, and he had more than one tier with buildings he'd made and different trains. It took more than one person to run this whole outfit. He called it Grand Central Station. His other love was country western music. His dad had played country western music in the home when he was growing up, and his dad told this story over and over again about meeting the great singer Myron Florn. And Myron was very nice to him in this conversation. He hoped someday that he would have a singer that he could meet like that. In fact, he had his own star, Garrison Long, called the Black Wavy Crooner. He had every one of Garrison's records, and he committed the lyrics to memory. And he went from room to room in the church cleaning it. He had this portable recorder, and he would play these songs over and over again. He had a couple of favorites, like the one where an older man took under his wing a disabled child and kind of mentored him. He even suggested to the pastor that some of the songs were really religious and should be sung on Sunday morning. And then it came the time when he saw in the newspaper that Garrison Long was going to sing at the Civic Center in Saginaw, he impulsively went down and got the most expensive tickets he could get. He was going to see this man face to face. As the time went on, he saw that they were going to put on an extra part-time custodian because it was going to be a big crowd. Evan thought he was perfect for the job, and he got it. I can have security clearance. I can walk right in front of the guy's door, and he may come out, and I can bump into him or something. He was so excited. Well, as the time came closer for that Friday performance, the music got louder in the church till some people complained. Country Western songs by Garrison Wong. And the pastor said, you know, tamper it down a little bit. The day of the concert, Evan went at noon. And he wasn't supposed to show up till 6:30. But he knew that the man would be there early practicing. Maybe he could see him then. He gets to the auditorium, and outside is this huge bus, the Garrison Wong Show on the side of it. He goes inside, and he finds where the door is, and he starts sweeping up and down the hall. Says, well, I've done this about 3 times. I'd better change. And then he starts to mock. And still the door isn't open and stuff like that. And finally, he starts changing light bulbs, even though they don't need them. And the manager comes out and says, hey, buddy, come over here. We need you. Get your broom and your mop. Something's happened inside. He was going to go into the Holy of Holies. Well, he gets inside the door. There's a curtain that divides it in half. And he saw the shadows from the lights, a man and a couple of women behind the curtain, and glass all over the floor. So he starts sweeping along back and forth and getting it all near the dustpan, but there's some glass that went underneath the curtain. He had to reach underneath there to get some of it, and the man's voice yelled out, hey, stupid! Get your broom on your side of the curtain. And he kicks the broom. And it goes across the room, and Evan has to go and pick it up. And he's starting to feel sad inside, like he did in grade school, from that kind of mocking. He hadn't heard it in a long time. But he got it all swept up and put in the garbage. He gets out the mop to get the very, very thin stuff. But he was nervous, so he put a little bit too much water on the floor, and he slipped. And when he started to slip, he grabbed the curtain to steady himself, and he pulled the curtain back, and there was Garrison Wong, no shirt on, a drink in one hand, a cigarette in the other, and these women standing there giggling. And Garrison looked at Evan, and he looked at the women and said, if you've never seen in your life a jerk, there's one right there. Evan's hands start to clench. He's feeling so badly inside. But he let go of it instead of clenching his fist up. But without thinking, he picked up the pail of water and threw it in the man's face. And the women started laughing uncontrollable. Before he realized it, he didn't know what was happening. There was a puddle of water moving down across the floor with a wavy black wig on it. Garrison Wong was bald as a cue ball. Evan put down the bucket of water because Garrison kept swearing at him. And he walked out of the room and went to his car and went home and didn't go. Next morning, 10:45, pastor yells, donut hole time. Thanks. I'm going to at least hear a half an hour about the concert. But Evan doesn't say a word. What's the scripture for the day, pastor? What are you going to talk about? Pastor Evan says, well, you know, I haven't finished things. It's Transfiguration Sunday, and Jesus takes these 3 disciples up a mountain, And there he is transfigured in his dazzling white, and the three men get down on their knees because they're just awestruck by seeing Jesus like that, because they know he's God. Now, they hear this every year. I wanted something new to talk about. So, should I talk about how Jesus knows he's going to turn his face toward Jerusalem and go to the cross? Should I talk about how important this is, the idea that he's God and the dazzling white and all these songs about shine? Where do you think I might go with this, Evan? Well, Evan snaps right in and says, you know what, Pastor? The first thing I would tell them is that we all set up people as heroes. We call them stars, and they don't shine like stars. But we set them up on a pedestal, and we want them to be perfect. And you know what? Every one of those people, if it's a sports star or a TV star or a singer, they fail us. They disappoint us. They do something that upsets us. You know what? Sometimes even our parents upset us and our teachers, because they're human beings, and we forget they're human beings and they make mistakes. But Jesus doesn't. Jesus talks the talk and walks the walk. When he says be kind to people, he's kind to poor people, he's kind to disabled people, he's kind to children that nobody cares about. And that's what we should look after and be thinking about. Jesus is our hero. These other people, they're nice, and it's nice to hear their music and watch them play sports and stuff like that. But they don't compare, do they? Well, the pastor took out a napkin and started writing things down. Evan, you'd really be helpful here. Gee. As he's writing, he says, you know, Pastor, I'm going to go down to the music store after this, and I'm going to get an album by that guy you really like. His name is Bach, right? I think he's got some cool music. I don't know that I'm going to listen to as much country and western music anymore. And he says, oh yeah, there's one more thing I was going to think about. The disciples fell in awe of Jesus. Do we take Jesus too much for granted? Do we ever stop in awe of what Jesus has done for us? Maybe even fall down on our knees like they did. Well, the pastor said, Evan, you've been a great deal of help. I have one more thing to ask of you. How about should I connect it to Lent coming up? Evan shakes his head and says, Pastor, you got to write part of the sermon on your own. I can't do it all for you.
Amen.